Good morning, everyone. Welcome here this morning. So wonderful to see you. There is joy in God's presence. We're going to invite you to please stand and join us. We're going to enter into His presence. If you haven't greeted the person next to you, why don't you do that now? We're going to sing some old songs, we're going to sing some new songs, and one of the new songs that we are singing is called I've Witnessed It. And maybe this morning when we're singing it, you are going to be able to witness what we are singing in that song. You've witnessed God's healing, His goodness, His provision. We witness that on a daily basis. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You that Your goodness runs after us. Thank You, Lord, that You are before us, You are behind us, You are beside us. You are our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and end. And this morning we want to run into Your throne room. We want to worship You with our hearts, our souls, our minds. We love You, Jesus. Amen.
Die bron van vrede en you see my victory. When all I see is a mountain, you see a mountain move.
And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So when I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I'll lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. You see the beauty.
Thank you, God.
When all I see is a cross, God, you see the empty tomb. So when I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you.
is the one who loves me most. There is nothing I have done that could change the Father's love. that's lost and all alone, your presence was where I found home. You were there and you're here right now. In every high and every low, you never left me without hope. Your faithfulness, I've seen you breathe life within, so I'll pour out my praise again. You're worthy, God, you're worthy of all of it. Your promises never fail. I've got stories I live to tell, so I'll pour out my praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that this is a reality to us, that we have witnessed your goodness. We witness your faithfulness. What an awesome song, Lord, to sing about your goodness. Father, we thank you this morning that as we are here together, that your presence is all we need. Your heart is all we seek. Father, we thank you. There's such a reality of who you are in our hearts this morning. And that we can enjoy you, Father. Enjoy fellowship. Enjoy relationship. Enjoy your person, Lord, in the atmosphere of no condemnation. Thank you, Jesus. This morning there's no accusation, no condemnation, no feelings of guilt or unworthiness. Because you've paid, Father. You have paid the full price, Lord, for us to walk in freedom. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Good morning. Goeiemôre. Hello, everybody. What a blessing to see all of you. Thank you so much, worship team, media team. You are a huge blessing. It is such a privilege and an honor to be in a place like this. Hey, awesome. So exciting. We are so excited about giving in this church, and the Lord loves cheerful givers, so we all cheer when we say the word giving. Amen? I love it. I see that in you guys. So here we are, Luke 15, verse 29 to 32. It says, "So he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as the son of yours come, he has devoured your livelihood with harlots. You killed the fatted calf for him and said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found.'" What a powerful piece of scripture. So we know the first guy, the lost or prodigal son, as we know the parable's name, got lost, went to the pigsties, and spent his father's money on the wrong things. And then he gets the blessing. And obviously, the other guy is checking, like he's getting like a little drumstick. He doesn't even get a drumstick, and the other guy walks away with a biltong, no? And he's like, "What's going on here? This does not work." But what stood out for me in this passage as I read it was this older brother is judgmental to the other one. But he's judgmental because he's been under a misunderstanding. The father said, "Everything that I've always had has always been yours. It's always been to your disposal. You could have had a party if you wanted one. But religion has taught him, because I've been serving, I don't deserve a thing. And I have to wait one day until my father dies, and then I'll get my inheritance." You see, that's what religion teaches you. It says one day, when you are going to heaven, then you will get the blessing. We will wait until we get to heaven. And that is not the Father's heart. The Father's heart is that we should partake of the blessing right now. Okay, even if we don't deserve it. No one deserves it, to be honest. Amen. But we can partake of the blessings of God through the grace of God, through what Jesus has accomplished. And man, Jesus has made it all available to us. So let's not be religious in our giving and think like we're giving God something and we're going to get something back. Yes, you will. You will be blessed. You're going to get the fatted calf, but not because you deserve it, because Jesus deserved it on your behalf. Amen. And so we enjoy that freedom of giving and that freedom of finances because of what Jesus has done. Man, don't wait until heaven till you access the blessing. Amen. You're going to be blessed there anyways. Access it while you're here on earth. That's so appropriate this morning as Brian and the team is here, because man, let's access the healing power of God this morning as well. So if you want to give towards Nisner Vineyard, there's different ways on the screen or in your newsletter. And it's always a blessing and such an honor and a privilege to see what God does in the finances of this church. Amen. So awesome. Well, that's awesome. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. So guys, we are so privileged this morning to have Brian and his team here. We've had wonderful times already of ministering in different restaurants. Last night we had not an open air, it was a tent meeting in Kwanakatula. And man, the wind, like he said, the wind of the Spirit was just playing there. We saw so many amazing words, the healing night the other night. So thank you guys for everything you've been doing. It's been so awesome. This team is just so full of the Holy Spirit and power. Thank you, Brian, for how you have trained these guys and have encouraged them to do the work of the ministry. So why don't you come up here, Brian, and we're going to have a wonderful session today with Brian. So we thank you for being here, Brian, coming all the way from the U.S. And Angie, thank you for organizing everything. I know she's the administrator of the team, and the rest of the team, thank you for what you're doing. So we bless you. We thank you for what's happening in your lives and in the lives of everyone you reach. And enjoy your ministry and team with us today. Amen.
Amen. Well, good morning, Knights of the Vineyard. How are you? It's wonderful to be with you again. I am excited to share with you this morning a few things on healing. One thing I'd like for you to do, though, before I begin to speak is, if you begin to feel the presence of God come on you at any point in time that I'm speaking, I want you just to simply stand up and do the Vineyard thing, just assume the position. Just hold your hands out, because I believe God wants to release a blessing on you. You may feel God's presence in a heat, electricity, just some sort of like phenomenon coming on your body. You may feel your heart racing, or you might feel like, oh God, I just want to be touched by your presence. Don't wait for ministry time. I believe the Lord wants to administer to you. So at any point I'm speaking or you're hearing a story, just stand up and just receive. I may call you out and bless you. Also, I want you to do a quick body check. If you have pain right now in your body, I want you just to check for it. Check if you have any metal in your body, if you have any tumors or growths, or you can't hear, you can't see, some sort of chronic pain. Because I believe what's going to happen for some is that when you begin to hear the word or you begin to hear some testimonies, you just might get healing in your own body. And if that's you, I just want you to stand and I just want you to wave like this at me at any point in time. You're not going to interrupt the service. That's an invitation to you. So if you feel God's presence on you, what are you going to do? Stand up and assume the position, right? If you are being healed, what are you going to do? Wave your hands. Yep, there you go. Is that better? Okay, thank you for getting me all put together there and sorted. All right, well, this morning I want to talk about demonstrating the kingdom through healing the sick. And I want to talk about that in three different aspects. One, that healing is compassion, healing is war, and healing is the mission of the church. But before we look at that, I first want to look at the mission, the message, and the ministry of Jesus, because this is the foundation for which we do all of our ministry. If we don't have the mission of Jesus down right, if we don't have the message in our mouth, and if we're not reaching out with the ministry of Jesus, then we really don't have anything to give people. But the very ministry of Jesus, the very message of Jesus has been given to the church. So let's first look at the mission of Jesus. In Luke 4:19, it says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, to recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Now, this is the mission of Jesus, but it's the mission of the church, that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jesus and the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us for this purpose, to proclaim good news to all that are poor in spirit, that they can be liberated, that they can begin to be set free from the prison of darkness and come into the glorious light of the good news of the gospel. This is the mission of Jesus. And it flows really into the next part of the message, that Jesus came with a message that his kingdom is at hand. It's close, it's near. It's for us to reach out and grab a hold of him and take his heart to come out of darkness into light. Here's the good news. God's not mad at you. And a lot of you don't believe that, even though you're Christians. But I'm telling you, God's not mad at you. And here's another thing that's gonna be hard for some of you to even to really engage with. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus has forgiven all your sins. He has set you free. He has made you a new creation in Christ Jesus. He has transformed you into his son and daughter. He has made you new on the inside. This is the good news of the message of the gospel, that we are free, and we are free indeed, that we are a people of the heart of the Father, that we're not orphans, that we are sons, we are daughters, we're kings and priests, that we get to participate in the very mission, the very message, and the very ministry of Jesus, that we're not just to sit back, we're not just to come and attend gatherings, but we are to be a people who gather, who get strengthened by the word, who engage in worship, and then we scatter out in all parts of the world, and we begin to put Jesus on display with love and power. This is what the church does. He has given us grace. You have grace written right up here, don't you? How about this? Grace is this. It's good news. You're reconciled. You're accepted. You're cleansed. Eternal life-giving love. That's grace. Do you really believe that? That you've been reconciled, that you've been accepted, and that you've been clean? Well, this is part of really receiving this message so we can give the message away, that we can begin to tell others that God's not mad at them, that we can begin to tell them that he really has come to love the hell out of us. And then we enter into the ministry of Jesus. And Jesus went all about not just telling people this, but actually demonstrating the reality that through healing sick bodies, by opening the eyes of the blind, by opening the ears of the deaf, by the lame were walking and leaping and full of joy because they were healed from their sickness. They were freed from the darkness that had crippled them. This is demonstrating the kingdom, that we are called to heal the sick in the mission, message, and ministry of Jesus. So like I told you, there's three things I want to talk about concerning healing. First is compassion. And compassion looks like this. I remember being in South Africa a number of years ago, and we were out doing just real compassion ministry. We went and gave some bread, a blanket, and a cup of soup to people that were dying in the streets of AIDS. And I walked up to this woman. I could see her from a distance, and she just looked like life had just got her, right? I mean, she is just weathered by life. Her face could tell a story of absolute pain. She didn't have to say a word. You could just see the history of destruction and devastation. And I remember walking up to her. I said, "Ma'am, can I give you a blanket, bread, and soup?" And she looked at me and she said, "Why do I need your blanket, your bread, and your soup?" What do you say to someone like that? When they're just like so cold in that moment. She goes, "Listen, I'm a woman of AIDS. I'm dying in the streets. And see that man over there? He's the one that gave me AIDS." At that moment, I didn't know what to say except weep. And I just wept with this woman in the streets. And I just looked at her and said, "Ma'am, can I just give you a hug?" And at first, she was very resistant, but then she just kind of fell into my arms, and I just hugged this woman, and we just wept in the streets. And then something absolutely beautiful happened as the woman began to go, "Oh, I feel Jesus. Oh, I feel Jesus. Oh, I feel Jesus." And here's how I knew that she felt Jesus. She says, "Can I have that blanket, bread, and cup of soup?" And I said, "Absolutely, you can." And I watched this woman take the blanket, the bread, and the soup and walk and sit down next to the man who had given her AIDS and covered this man with the blanket, started to feed him soup, then took the bread and broke it. You talk about communion. The woman who had been in such pain received the very love and ministry of Jesus, and she couldn't help but go give it away even to the man who violated her. That's the gospel. That's the gospel of the kingdom coming to say to that man who brought hell into her life, she said, "I'm going to come and bring heaven to your life." This is the message of the good news of the gospel of bringing healing, and it's through compassion. Healing is war. You know, I was in Germany a number of years ago, and I saw this young family, and we'd been ministering out, and I was ministering to this one person. This family walks up, and this mom just seemed like she was in distress. And when I saw her, I felt the Lord said, "Take everything out of your wallet and give it to her right now." So I did, and she begins to weep. She goes, "You don't even understand what you're doing." I said, "Well, I felt the Lord told me to give it to you." She said, "My husband just left me, and I have seven kids. I don't know what I'm going to do. And my son, Kenny, he just tried to commit suicide last night. He's 8 years old. What in the world is an eight-year-old having to have that much pain in their mind to think that they have to kill themselves? That is absolutely wrong. That's a war of darkness coming against someone so young. And she was on the way to put him in an institutional home for the next 3 days because by law, if you did that, you had to do that. So and then she just stopped for a moment. She said, is there anything you can do? And I said, yeah. Kenny, look at me. He was downcast. I took my ball cap off. I put it on his head. And I said, Kenny, look at me. He just downcast again. Then I pulled his chin up like this. I said, Kenny, you're going to do what I do. You're going to see the sick healed. You're going to see people come to Christ. And Jesus is going to do something powerful through your life. Now, that seemed absolutely, completely different from what was going on. But that's what I heard the Lord say. I said, Kenny, hold out your hands like this. As he did, I said, Holy Spirit, come. And I'll tell you, the most precious thing happened. As Kenny began to go, oh, mama, I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. And he went from this downcast to literally bright, full of absolute love as depression broke there in that moment. And for the next hour and a half, I took this young man on the streets and we saw several, like 30 to 40 people completely healed and many come to Christ. See, this is what we do is we step into the war. We step into the pain of people's life with the very presence of God to help break the chains of darkness so that we can then help them now to go set other people free. When the war comes against us, when sin, sickness, devils, demons, and hell comes against us, we have someone greater in us. Greater is he who's in us than he that's in the world. And we're to proclaim good news to all who are oppressed and take them out of darkness and bring them into the glorious light of the gospel. So healing is war. And healing is the mission of the church. I love this passage in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good, healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with them. Listen, our job is just to go about doing good. The power of God's on you to begin to free people. Just go about doing good. Look for where God's working because God's always working. He's always moving. And we step into that role and we begin to set people free from the hell and the torment they're going through. The mission of the church is always about setting people free and bringing healing. You know, Jesus never envisioned the church to be missional without the empowerment of the Spirit. I think so oftentimes we try to do missional things without the power of the Spirit. But when we're empowered by the Spirit, things change. People's lives become whole, they become healed. And our job is simply to step into this ministry role. What I want to show you right now is a video of Jesus breaking in through ordinary, everyday people all through your beautiful country of South Africa, from, gosh, being out on the mountaintops to malls to supermarkets to coffee shops, just to different places. You're going to see the kingdom of God break in. And as you watch this, I want two things for you to clue into. One, if you are sick in your body, I want you to watch because as they were getting healed, they're releasing healing back. And I believe healing's gonna happen just from their prayer. But I also wanted to ignite something in your heart that you begin to see that this is what the mission of the gospel looks like when we go in our everyday spaces, that this is what the church is called to do and be. Father, I bless this woman. I thank you, Father, for your power coming upon her in Jesus' name. Lord, anointing her for power in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit. If you'll play that video, if you'll cue it up real quick. But again, I want you to pay attention right now. Do a quick body check. If you have pain in your body, check for it. Hold on, let's pause it for a second. Check your body and see if there's any pain. Because as you watch them, at the end, I'm going to come up and I'm going to ask you again if something has happened. Because I believe the Lord wants to administer healing to you and empower you. Let's watch this video.
Tell me your name again.
Thelma.
Thelma. And where at? Where are we?
Poetry.
Yeah. And so what happened?
This gentleman came in, he was looking at me and I was a bit of crazy looking at me, but then he touched my hand and I had a severe pain on my shoulder. It's gone. It's really gone.
Well, what I said to you is I said, do you have a pain right here?
Yes.
And you said yes, you were shocked.
Yeah.
And I asked you if it was high, medium, or low. You said it was medium.
Medium, yeah.
And then I just held your hand. And the pain just left.
Yes, there was warmth on my shoulder.
Yeah. And
thank you.
How long have you had that pain?
Months.
Yeah. And what did you tell me? You said you were about ready to
resign
because the pain was so bad. But Jesus saw you. He loves you. He took the pain away. He really hears your prayer. Hey, put your hand out like this and say, Jesus, if you can heal me,
you
can heal those watching. So
in Jesus' name,
be healed. Amen. Awesome. You're so
I'm from Azilem, Jordan. I'm working at Clixon.
And are you a security guard?
I'm a security guard.
At Clixon. And I just walked by you and I asked you if you had any pain.
Yes, you did ask me, and I told you that I have pain in my arm. It's in my back.
Your back. And I just held your hand.
Yes.
I didn't say anything. I just held your hand and smiled at you.
Yes.
And what happened?
Thank you so much.
What happened to the pain?
The pain just left.
It just left. And yeah. You were amazed by that.
Yes.
And I told you that was Jesus.
Yes.
And then
it's Jesus.
And then you said you wanted to ask Jesus to come into your heart.
Yes.
And so
and
Jesus
saved me.
And he, that's what
and
you said.
He did save me.
And
now.
He just did save you now.
I'm healed.
You're healed. Hey, put your hand out like this and say, Jesus.
Jesus.
All who watch this.
All who watch this.
Bring healing to them. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell me your name.
Sponina.
Okay, I came up to you and I asked you if you had a pain in your body, and you said you had a pain in your ankle for several years. Is that right?
Yes.
What happened to your ankle?
I fell down on steps.
And so I just held your hand, and what happened?
Now it's quiet. No pain.
No pain. And you were like, what happened?
I don't know.
It was Jesus.
Because you just hold my hand.
I just held your hand only.
Yes.
And you just felt pain leave.
No pain.
Yes. Because Jesus sees you.
Yes.
He loves you.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe? You
yes.
You don't believe me what? Because it was so good.
Yes.
It was so true.
Yes.
It's shocking to you.
Yes.
You're surprised.
Yes.
But Jesus really healed you.
Yes.
There's no more pain.
No more pain.
Are you being honest? Where, show me. No more pain.
No more pain.
No more pain. Anywhere.
Yes. No more pain.
And you're just shocked.
Yeah, I'm so shocked.
But Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
And he sees you. Isn't that awesome? It's good.
No pain.
No pain.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Wow.
Wow.
Just easy.
But you needed that, didn't
easy
you?
Like that.
You needed
just
it really
hold
bad.
My hand only.
Only hold your hand. Because no. You're so important to Jesus.
Yes.
And you know Jesus in your heart. You become a Christian. You follow Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. So you're a Christian. So you get to do the exact same thing I did. You can just hold people's hands.
Yes.
Smile at them.
Yes.
Let them know Jesus loves them and bring healing to them as well.
Wow.
What?
Ali.
So we just met here at a gas station in where? What town were you? Are we in?
I don't even know where I am.
So we were just walking by and I saw you and I asked you about this pain in your body. And you said you had pain for years. You should have told me 7 years. You've been to chiropractors, doctors, and no one's been able to help you. And I just held your hand. I prayed. I just spoke to the pain, told it to go. And what happened?
I don't know. I really don't know.
The pain left, right? It's gone, and you just started to really just weep because Jesus was touching you. You told me you were on a spiritual journey. Well, Jesus just met you because he loves you. He sees you, and he set you free.
That's amazing.
Hey, why don't you put your hand out like this?
Amazing.
And say, Jesus,
thank you for setting me free.
And I pray for all those that watch this.
Watch
who have been in chronic pain like me. Put your hand up.
Like me.
May they be healed.
May they be healed.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Watch. She's had all these back issues. Watch. Now look at me.
Wow. Look. Next month.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at that.
Come
look
on,
at that. This is what Jesus does.
Yeah.
He sets people free. You are completely free.
What's your name?
Nalwa Peterson.
And so what was wrong with you?
I had a stroke 10 years ago.
And
I
just
couldn't walk.
You couldn't walk. I just came
but
up.
But now, this man prayed for me. Now I can walk.
I just held your hand and smiled at you.
Yes.
And said, I set you free. And then you stood up and started walking.
Yes.
And you couldn't walk before.
No.
Show us how you used to walk. How did you used to walk?
I limp like this.
Now how do you walk? Show us how you walk now. What do you think about that?
I feel great.
That's Jesus.
Yes.
Put your hand out like this. And say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for healing me.
Thank you for healing me.
If you can heal me.
If you can heal me.
You can heal all who have a strokes.
You can heal all that have a stroke.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be healed.
Be healed.
Amen.
Amen.
Name.
Joshua Nelson.
What was going on with you?
Wow, the Spirit just came over me. I felt like something had happened in my life.
Yeah. You've been struggling with some issues. And I said, the Lord's going to set you free. And then I just had him stand up. He asked, he wanted to come into Jesus' heart. So he came into Jesus' heart and Jesus came and set him free. The next thing you knew, you were laying on the ground under the presence of God. You've never experienced anything like that before. And that was Jesus setting you free, my friend. So if he can set you free, why don't you put your hands out like this and say, Jesus. Say, Jesus. Set those free who are watching this, that are bound by darkness. Set them free, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we set you free. Amen. Tell me your name.
Ellen.
Ellen, what happened to you?
Like, I had this pain on my leg. And
you had metal in your hip?
Yeah, and you just was like...
I just held your hand?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Oh my God.
What happened with the metal? You can't feel the metal?
Like that pain that I was feeling.
But you felt the metal before and then afterwards you couldn't find the metal?
It's like the feeling is so unbearable. Like it's something else. You know, when he held my hand, they just like, I don't know, I could feel, I can't even explain.
But Jesus healed you. Because he loves you and he sees you.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
And you can't feel the metal. Right?
Guys, it's just some kind of...
No, this is Jesus, not magic. This is Jesus. Like, Jesus is really real.
Wow.
Do you know Jesus in your heart?
Yes, yeah. I pray like every time. I
well, so Jesus has answered your prayer. He sees you, he loves you, and he brought healing to you.
Amen.
Tell me your name.
My name is Mbayo Kalamba.
Okay, and you are a receptionist,
here
at the Premier Hotel
Cape Town, yeah.
And so what
Miracle?
Happened? Yes.
Yeah. The pastor? The pastor prophet?
I'm a Christian. How about that?
Yes.
I'm Brian.
Pastor, Mr. Brian, just touch me from my hand and I'm healed. The pain that I had from my back is gone completely. I don't feel any pain again.
And you've had that
thank
pain for 6 months?
It was more than 6 months.
And I just held your hand, smiled at you.
Yes.
The pain completely left.
The pain
left.
Completely gone down.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, very amazing.
So once
thank you Jesus.
Put your hand out like this
okay.
And say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for healing me.
Thank you for healing me.
And all that need healing.
All I need healing.
All who need healing.
All I need healing.
As they watch this.
Yes, or watch this.
May they be healed.
May be healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, that's awesome. So tell me what happened with you. I asked you if you had a pain right here in your shoulder.
I got a pain in my shoulder.
How long have you had that pain?
Well, it's 6 months.
6 months.
Now, but.
And I just held your hand and smiled and the pain just left.
Yes, I didn't feel nothing. And my eyes also, I feel.
It was all blurry
yes,
and grainy feeling.
Yes, but now I see.
Now you see.
I see nice.
You
nice
see clear.
Clear
and you weren't able to see that clear. My friend Phil was over there and
yes.
And you were seeing him clearly.
Yes, I see him clearly.
You see him clearly now.
Yes.
Is that amazing?
Yes, it's amazing.
Okay, put your hand out like this and say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for healing me.
Thank you for healing me.
And all who watch this.
And all who watch this.
May they be healed.
May they be healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Come.
Barbara is my name.
And we're here at Table Mountain.
Table Mountain. I'm in the front line.
Yeah. And I just came up and I asked if you had pain right in the middle of your, yes, your back. And you've had that for how long?
For more than 2 years, I think. Yeah, more than two years ago.
And I just held your hand and smiled at you. What happened?
I felt a tingling at the back. And it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
And that was,
wow, I'm so grateful.
And that was Jesus.
Praise God.
Put your hand out like that and say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay.
I pray. All who watch this.
That need healing.
Would be healed now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You're healed.
Long. Yes. Awesome.
You want us to stop?
No. I'm going to finish it, then I'm going to get up and finish it. I meant for it to be long. This is part of my message. So we have, after that, what time do we have to
just
go at?
Hold your hand and smiled at you.
What time does it end?
And then what did you say? You said you felt like a tingling.
And when does this service was to end?
Sleep.
Yeah, we'll have enough time.
He's our security guy at the place we're staying, and Jesus is moving everywhere we go. All we need to do is just step out, smile, and love on people. This is what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God's at hand. Just smile and put Jesus on display with love and power. Awesome, man. Yeah. Okay, have her move her body.
She's moving pretty good.
Ask her where the pain is.
It's gone.
Yes. Hey. Come on. Okay. How did I do that? Tell me how I did it. How?
Maybe by the connection of the eye, the spirit. I don't know.
No. Guess again.
Hands, maybe.
I'm a Christian, and this is what Christians do. They put Jesus on display, love and power. It was Jesus. He loves you. He sees you. He knows you.
He knows our pain as well.
He knows your pains. Would you like to come into Jesus' heart?
Yeah, we like that.
Okay, say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I want to come into your heart.
I want to come into your heart.
I want to come into your life.
I want to come into your life.
I want to come into your love.
I want to come to your life.
And I want to follow you the rest of my life.
And I want to follow you the rest of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Wow. You couldn't walk without that at all. And now you're walking. Jesus is bringing healing to you, my friend. And so you were in a car accident, could not walk without this at all. And now you started walking all around. The pain is gone, right?
Yes.
Jesus has brought healing to you, hasn't he? Yes. All right, so if Jesus can heal him, he can release healing to you. So Father, we thank you for your healing presence and your healing power. Amen. So this is Esther, and we're flying to Durban. I met them on the plane, and I just asked her if she had a problem with her right shoulder, and she said she's been having a problem for how long?
Months
she's been having pain. And I just held your hand, and I said, just move your body, and what happened?
I felt like pins and needles, and then the pain
is It's just gone. Were you amazed by that?
I'm scared.
You're scared? No, but
that
was Jesus. Because he sees you, he loves you, and he just wants you to know how much he cares for you. And that's what it was. Hey, so put your hand out like this and say, Jesus, if you can heal me, you can heal all those that are watching. So in Jesus' name, be healed. Amen. Awesome. Your name?
It's Timby. Timby, my name.
Timby, what happened to you? You have arthritic condition all through your body?
Yes.
And you haven't been able to walk for a while?
For a while.
You walk with these crutches?
I couldn't even stand like this for 2 minutes.
You couldn't stand like this for 2 minutes?
For 2 minutes.
She can't walk from here up to there.
She can't. But she's been walking through the airport now. After I prayed for her, she's not believing it. But she usually walks with these.
Yes.
You have the wheelchair to get her to where she needed to go.
Definitely.
But now you're walking. Let's walk with me. See, you tell me. There's no more pain. What do you think about this? This is good news, huh?
This is good news.
Good news. This is good news of Jesus. Yeah. That he comes to set us free, doesn't he?
Amen.
And how long is
walk.
How
she can walk up from
she couldn't do that, and now she's doing
she
it. How long has it been?
It's more than a year.
More than a year.
Yes. No, man, it's more than a year.
Yeah. Well, where are you supposed to go?
Okay. We're just following you.
Oh, you just followed me.
We're going to the Texas.
Thank you for letting me pray for you.
Thank you for asking me to
yeah. Well, Jesus loves your wife and loves you so much.
True. Okay.
Amen. Put your hand out like this and say, Jesus, thank you for healing me.
Thank you for healing
my wife.
Yeah. And all that watch this,
may you be healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I know that was a long video, but I wanted you to see this is part of my message. That it's outside the four walls of the church. It's in everyday spaces that we're to bring the kingdom of God, that the healing message is not just for us, it's for them. So real quick, why don't you check your body to see if something's happened? I just want to experiment. Maybe the Lord's done something. Did you have pain in your body? Why don't you just check real quick and see? You had pain. Is it gone? Why don't you come up here? Who else? Come up here real quick. I think there's like three or four other people. Would you just come real quick? Come up here. Can you get a mic real quick? Is there anybody else? Why don't you come up here? Yeah, come up here. Okay. What's your name and what happened to you?
I'm Justin. I'm actually from the U.S. as well.
Oh, you are. Hey, Justin, nice to meet you. From the U.S.
Yeah, what state are you from?
Oklahoma.
I'm in Colorado.
Okay, awesome.
Strangely enough, I'm from Colorado Springs, which is where Pastor D and Steve are.
Oh, well, awesome. Yeah, great. So. Good. So what happened to you? You were watching the video?
Well, I was watching the video, but I got hurt last year picking muscles at the heads. Actually,
yeah.
Cracked my patella and my right knee.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's been rough.
Yeah.
Until right now.
What happened? Did you feel something?
I was just kind of massaging my knee during that whole video, and pain's gone.
The pain's completely gone. Come on, Jesus. Amen. Why don't you come sit over here for a second? What's your name and what happened to you?
I'm Inrihit. So I've got problems with this side of my body and my hip and my leg is sometimes just paining, even if I lie in bed at night and it pains a lot. So when I walked in, I was very aware because I read it's healing. And
yeah.
I was very aware of this pain while I was sitting. And it was about the fourth testimony and then just at that moment, I could just felt the pain lift completely.
Come
my
on, Jesus.
Hip and my whole leg, there's no pain.
No pain.
No pain.
Come on, Jesus. Amen. What's your name and what happened to you?
I'm Matt. I've just had a tingly feeling in my arm, like a blood clot, if you will.
Mm.
I don't know, just like a tingling feeling
yeah.
of something going and like struggling to move.
How long have you had that for?
A while. I can't give an exact time, but
okay.
it's not there anymore.
What happened? Just watching the video.
I didn't think it was going to work.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last video happened, and then I just felt, like, this, like, burp come out, and then, like, I was like, wait a second, what's going on? I don't know what's going on.
So the Lord set you free.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Big time. That's weird.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, yeah.
Come on, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Come on, sit over here.
Thank you.
I'm Winnie. About 2.5 weeks ago, I got these things under my arms. I didn't know what it was, but it was massive things, nodules, whatever it was. I tried to see if it was maybe a boil or something. It wasn't that, whatever, but it was these big, hard things. And then the one, actually, about 4 days ago, I realized that it made a when you bump yourself and it bleeds.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
A bruise under my arm. And it was very sore,
yeah.
Very painful, very swollen. And I was sitting there, and a couple of years ago, this story of Hezekiah, where Hezekiah was praying and the Lord heard his prayer. And there was something that was happening in our family, and I said to the Lord, if you can hear Hezekiah's prayer, then you can answer mine.
Yeah.
And while you were talking, I was saying the same thing. He was saying, if God can heal them, they can heal me. And I was sitting, feeling this thing, and it's gone down completely. As I was sitting there.
Like it's left. It's gone. Completely gone.
Basically gone. I can't feel it.
Come on, Jesus, huh? Yeah. Amen. What's your name and what happened to you, sweetie?
My name's Irene. So I have had stomach pain for 9 years. And it's been, I've been going through healing like for a while now, for a few weeks now. And I actually had a testimony this last week that the pain has gone, but it's been coming back with time at times. And while I watched the video, it went away and then it came back and it went away and it came back. And when the people came up here and they started sharing their testimony, just this warmth, this deep warmth came over my body, and the pain has just completely gone.
Come on, Jesus.
It's been something that I've struggled mentally with a lot.
Yeah.
And I just have this this deep knowing that, like, it's gone now. It's completely gone.
Come on, Jesus. Amen. Isn't this beautiful, just watching or hearing the testimony? Because the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. Look, just a few people got healed just watching that. Now, as you heard their testimony, why don't you check your body again to see if something's happened to you? If it has, why don't you raise your hand and let us know. Check your body. See. Just hearing the testimony. If it's you, don't be embarrassed. Stand up. Let us know what's going on. We want to see what the Lord's doing. Anybody else? Yep. Come on. Seriously, I think there's a few other people that this is happening to right now. What happens is people always come up at the very end of the story. That was me. I was too scared to come up. And I'm like, listen, just come and share what God's doing. Okay, what happened to you?
My name is Tandy. So I've had a back pain for 6 years. My mom was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, so I was taking care of her. So last week on Friday, I went to the clinic because I couldn't even walk with my back pain.
Mm.
So I felt some warmth on my back pain now. I felt that it's so much better when I'm trying to move.
So just hearing the word in the
yes, and they said that I have a kidney infection.
Yeah.
So everywhere I go, I drink water.
Yeah.
So I think that I feel some warmth.
You felt warmth. Is the pain gone?
Yeah.
Come on, Jesus. That's amazing. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. If you guys can come and line up right here and face that direction. And if my team can come up too and join these guys. See, the Bible says, freely you receive, you freely get to give. And so we're going to end the service this way. If you need prayer in your body, if you're struggling through a physical sickness, or you need empowerment to go and do the gospel, I want you to come, and I want you to just receive prayer from these guys, and they're going to pray for you. But I'm going to pray just a corporate prayer as we end. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you have given us the ministry of healing. For us, healing is the children's bread, but it's also for us to go out and to proclaim good news in everyday spaces. And I pray, Father, I thank you that this church is a healing church. This is a church full of the grace of God to go and to declare good news in everyday places. And so we pray, Father, that as we go from this place, that you would highlight people, that you would empower us to put Jesus on display with love and power wherever we go. Amen. Please come receive prayer as we end the service.